Frankenstein's monster. Every generation for the last 200 years can vividly picture the Frankenstein monster. Tall, imposing, usually mute, this beast is alive and not alive. Mobile, but haltingly so, that we, the more nimble among us, can escape his perilous embrace. Yet who is the real monster? The one who designed and constructed this being, or the one who was built? One wonders of such things when we see the sudden slaughters, bombings, and beheadings happening in many parts of the cities of Europe and the Middle East and beyond. We hear of ISIS and of Nigeria's Boko Haram. But guess where it all began? In the late 1970s, an Afghan warlord, Gulbuddin Hekmatyar, was hired by the Pakistanis as a gift to the U.S. CIA. Hekmatyar was a ruthless dude who hated both the U.S. and the Soviets. His Pakistani intelligence backers told him his job was to kill Russians, well, communists, actually, who wanted to restore the Najibullah regime. While the CIA was calling the guy a fascist and scary, then-President Ronald Reagan called them freedom fighters and invited some of them to the White House. Hekmatyar, the head of something he called the Islamic Party, built a military machine he called the Mujahideen. That would be the seed of the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, now ISIS, and hundreds more across the world, trained, armed, and aimed at Western targets, and now aimed at the West itself. Mary Shelley Wollstonecraft, the author of the 1818 science fiction novel, Frankenstein, had the scientists say the following words: "I beheld the wretch, the miserable monster whom I had created." Who was the real monster? The maker or the maid? From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.